In the small city of Port St. Joe, neighborhoods are mostly cleared of debris, but families like the Hodges are still feeling the effects. The Hodges family has rented a 3-bedroom house for almost 3 years, but after being ordered an eviction, they can't find a place for a family of 7.
Nobody's renting nothing out.
This is Shaquita Hodges, mother of the family.
It's basically like this. If you come back home and your house wasn't destroyed, you was blessed.
The house Hodges was renting had minor structural damage from Hurricane Michael, but mold from rainwater made one of the rooms unlivable. In the last week of March, Hodges had to tell her children to pack up for good.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell them besides we had to move and had to split them up between my brother and my uncle, and then me and my husband and my baby boy had to find somewhere to stay until we relocate somewhere. It's gonna be hard.
Hodges' story is part of a larger housing epidemic that stretches across the panhandle. Bay County Superintendent of Schools Bill Hussfeld said in March that 73% of apartment housing in the area was uninhabitable.
Evictions are starting in housing that people should not be living in, but they're living in because there's nowhere else to live. And again, that's one of our major problems.
Hussfeld says he's had to close down schools due to the shifting population.
We have a lot of teachers and administrators that have lost their homes and support personnel. We have a lot of staff that have, I've got one staff member that has moved 7 times since the storm.
The housing crisis is even stalling efforts to rebuild the healthcare community. Gulf Coast Regional Medical Center's Brad Griffin says housing is a major concern when recruiting new employees.
You know, having an adequate housing market is going to be very important to them as well. So I think there's an impact with that. Also, because of the way that the housing is currently, you know, it's going to be a while for the population to rebuild, and therefore there to continue to be a growing demand for healthcare services.
Legal Service of North Florida sent workers to evaluate the situation back in October, which is when Scott Mannion noticed an eviction crisis.
But what's happening to many people is, I talked to a lady, she's in her apartment, it's her and her granddaughter's 2 years old, and the windows are gone, there's a hole in the roof, there's the carpets are sopping wet, there's mold.
She'd been asked to leave, but Mannion told her she didn't have to. He says tenants have protections to prevent eviction after a disaster.
When a person has a written lease, when they have paid their rent, you know, they're, you know, the right to terminate the lease when there's a disaster in the Landlord-Tenant Act is with the tenant.
But tenants like Hodges aren't so lucky. After a long battle with her property owner, Hodges is now living with a friend, and her children are sleeping under different roofs. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.